Welcome to Shom HaShavah Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Zan B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yud. And this Amud Gemara concludes the story of Shimshon. And something unclear comes out from the Sukkah. On one hand, the Gemara is saying that Shimshon seems to be a very choshev, a big tzaddik. The Gemara says in our Amud, Shimshon Dan is Yisrael Ke'avim Shev HaShemayim. And that Shimshon Nikro Shmoy Shakosh Boch, who is named after Hashem. In the previous Amud, the Gemara says, "Milamed shoyso shchino mekashkeshet lefonov kizug." So there's a mashmos over here of a special connection of Shimshon to HaKadosh Baruch. On the other hand, the mashmos in the sugyo is that Shimshon seems to be someone who was doing znus, was doing averis, and the mashmos of the Gemara is that because of his znus, he was punished so badly. And as the Gemara just said in a few lines into this Amud, the Gemara says that they made Moshe Shimshon be mezane with all the women of Plishtim because that's what he was used to doing. He was used to doing znus, so therefore they gave him znus as well. And the Gemara in the beginning of this sugya said that Shimshon, even though it was beyond Hashem, but he was mekalkel. It was tchilas kilkulo. He was an azel. He started an azel with a kilkul. So I don't understand Shimshon. Is Shimon considered to be a tzaddik or Shimon is considered to be a rosha? Well, what's the pshat in the sugya? So Shimon over here, what comes out from Divide Ben Yehoyodo in the sugya, and Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, the biggest soy that Reb Tzadik says in Arichus. And to understand this well, we'll go back to what we learned in Nozir Daf Chof Gimel regarding what's called Aveiro Lishma. There is a concept that a person can do in Aveiro, but he's doing Lishem Shemayim. He's doing an Aveira because that's what he wants to do for Ratzon Hashem. And the idea is brought down in the Ramchal, that's what he mentioned here in the Shir, that because there's Gedusha and everything, even in Aveira there's something called Nitzoytze Gedusha. And sometimes the Gdoyle Oilom in the time of Tanakh were able to extract the Nitzoytze Gedusha even from a Maisa Aveira. But as Rav Tzadik points out, the only way one is able to do an Aveira, which is Lishma, and to be able to take the Kedusha, is only if he does it L'Shem Shemayim with no irbuv, no mix of his own personal needs as well. If he is doing something, and he himself has no negiyas, he's not doing it for himself, and there's coming here something L'Shma that comes out, so then that is called Aveir L'Shma, which is what's Ratzon Hashem. That goes back to the sugya of Aveir L'Shma that the Gemara speaks about Ya'el, Eishes Chever Achiti, that she was nival to Sisro. So the Gemara asks, different place, the Gemara asks, but Yael enjoyed the Aveiro to be with Sisro. The Gemara says she didn't enjoy it. Why not? Because kol toivosom of a Rasha is ra'as al tzadikim. It's bad for the tzadikim. The tzadikim did not enjoy it. Meaning the condition for Yael's maise to be a Aveiro lishmo is the fact that she had no personal benefit from it. If she would personally enjoy it, it's not Aveiro lishmo anymore. Mimeil is Zokar Tzotek as follows. Tzotek learns that Shimshon is another dugma of Aveiro Lishmo. He did something which is an Aveiro, he did L'Shem Shemayim. And this starts with Shimshon in the beginning. Shimshon, when he's going and wants to be with the Eishes Plishti, he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim. He understood this was Ratzon Hashem. This is where the Gemara starts, the beginning of the Sugya. The Gemara says, that the Pasuk says, meaning it was V'Hashem. Shimshon knew it was from Hashem. Ovi V'Imo did not know, but he did know. And as Rashi points out, Rashi says, Ki Me'Hashem Hu, She'choshek Bo'isa Yisho, Kedi Lizgarish B'Plishtim. So Pashuk Pshati means that's what Hashem wanted, to be Lizgar in the Plishtim. But according to Tzotek, Pshati, Shimshon knew as well, that by being with this Yisho, that's how you start up with the Plishtim, and that was what's on Hashem. The problem is, Zokar Tzadik, and that's what comes up for the Ben Yehoyada as well, is that he had in it, involved in that thing, in this Ratzon, he had his own personal enjoyment as well. He had his gaiva, he had some netiyos, some negiyos of his own when he was doing that. When he did the Aveiro, he had his own personal gain as well. And then, this is not Aveiro Lishmo anymore. And that's why he was punished. That's why Shimshon was not able to sustain to continue with what he did, because Aveiro Lishma, which is not pure Lishma, has some involvement a person has in it, it's not considered to be Lishma, it's considered to be an Aveiro, and therefore Shimshon has to be punished for that. And this gives us a very clear understanding in the Sugya. Because Shimshon is a tzaddik, and he's a shofet, and he's someone who is the manig of Am Yisrael. And he has everything that it takes for him to be a real close leader who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But because there was something in it which was unperfect, so that is what brought him to the end, which he got to, the punishment they had to get to. But it's not, doesn't take away from the fact that he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading the way, and the Shechina leading the way, and is Nikro al Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.